Now, I'm sure some of you are trying to take it easy on the booze over the last couple of weeks, and you might just be cutting back or even doing dry January. Well, I've never done that in my life. I've never had any time for dry January until now. And it wasn't planned at all. Just after Christmas, I said, I've just had enough of drinking this, especially the forced drinking. I'm sick of the foggy heads. I'm sick of the hangovers. Two kids, you know yourself, it's just not worth it. So I just didn't drink for a day. Okay, then a couple of days, then 3 days, then the new year, then the first week at work. And I'm still off it 3 weeks later. And the idea was to clear the head, feel better, lose a bit of weight, and get all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And you know what? None of that has happened. Nothing. I've actually gotten grumpy, edgy, and I'm still exactly the same Christmas weight as I was. And I've missed out on 3 weeks valuable drinking. I feel robbed. So I'm basically experiencing withdrawal symptoms. Okay, fair enough. It's not exactly Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting withdrawal symptoms, but I'm a bit moody. I'm a bit snappy at times. I mean, there are good bits, like you wake up after being out the night before and your head is clear and, you know, you feel great. You feel like a bit like a bank robber who's just got away and there's no cops, there's no alarm, and you're going, I think I can get away with this. And you're not like that daddy in The Terrible Lad on the radio going, okay, kids, why don't you go downstairs and watch cartoons? Me and mommy aren't feeling so good. So my head is clear and my brain is more active. But that's another problem. Because if my brain is more active, I have more brain for worrying about everything and overthinking everything. And then going out at night with people, it was good. It's not easy. The other night I was out with some Today FM colleagues. Great night. Very, very hard not to have a drink. But I did it. I did it. 2 hours in, things got tricky though. I started sweating and panicking over small talk. And I tried to start a conversation with Paul McClune about board games. Now, talking to Paul McClune about Monopoly and Ludo is not a good call. So I think I'm going to need to up my ante there. And then last night, I was thinking of just giving up altogether and just having a couple of glasses of red wine and just going, I give up. I want a glass of red wine. And then suddenly I got a text. Doot, doot. And it's from my wife. And she's in the house. And go on, admit it. We all send texts to our husbands and wives in the house, even though they're only 5 metres away. And she was just upstairs and I got the text. And anyway, it was just a quote. And it said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. Muhammad Ali. So I'm going to persevere. I'm going to keep going without hopefully going full Ray Darcy. Thanks, Munch.